The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Anything goes! Go! Go!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anything Goes with the lovely, wonderful Carrie Bradstreet.
I still, in my head, want to say, you've got to be kidding me, America. Isn't that, I mean, it's so in my brain with the two of us here.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that comes to my head is anything goes. Because I want to say, you've got to be kidding me, America.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
anyway, I haven't seen you in a while. What have you been doing?
It's a week.
Have you doing any jobs like you?
I know I had two auditions because I had to get those done this weekend. I don't remember if I had any other ones during the week. I may have. But I had an audition and I had to submit it Saturday. And it's the perfect job for me. It just puts together all the stuff I've been doing at my house, doing the landscaping, doing the interior stuff. It's for a TV show. So I would actually be hosting a TV show, and it's with families and with kids, and they do backyard makeovers.
Oh, wow.
And they wanted someone had experience, and I had everything that they were asking for. It's like they wrote this for me, so I'm just like, I know there's lots and lots of people that are going to submit for it, but
let me ask you a question. Is there any time like you ever need references? Because I could always be the reference for all the shows you've done with us, how you came up to where you are today.
I got a great reply back from the casting director, but then they forwarded on to the network or the client or whatever.
Yeah.
So she thought it was fabulous. So I put in a lot of the stuff that I had done, you know, at my yard, and how I talked about how I had podcast. I put a clip. I went and found that podcast where you gave me the tool belt.
Yeah.
And I put that on there as one of the, like, the demo things.
Oh, yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, so, and well, then in my hosting reel, I have a clip from our show on there, too.
Well, as I told Matt today, that we'll, anytime he goes after a job, I said, use us for references.
Sure.
Because you do such a good job.
Yeah.
And the same with you. If you ever need a reference, you know you can use me and all the stuff. Because I can tell him all the stuff that you made me do. And how
all the stuff I made him do.
Yeah. So show how good you are at what you do.
Right.
And nobody can beat you at what you do with your looks.
Oh,
come on.
Give me a break.
No, don't do that. Don't give me that now today. Why don't you just one time say, Larry, I am beautiful. I know it. You don't have to tell me all
You know, when that day comes and I actually believe that, I will let you know.
Okay. Well, let's just say everybody
I kind of miss those years. My prime is past.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It should have been like, actually, I thought my prime was, I was 38.
38?
Yeah. I was in really, really good shape, really lean. I was working out all the time, and that's a long time ago now.
Well, you know, my wife, she's a lot younger than me, but she always looks the same as, you know, when I met her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's just, everybody just does that, and, you know, you grow into it, but she's the same as you. She will not take a compliment at all. And even when I give it to her, but I'm always telling her.
I know,
you know?
And people just say, you know, that's rude. It still goes back to the anxiety that I always had, you know, since I was a kid, that was thinking that people were genuine when they're saying those things. Actually, in their heads, they were thinking something opposite. So that if I said, oh, thank you, in their minds, they're going, oh my gosh, she believes it.
Trust
you know, so I always would jump ahead and say, I know I'm not. Don't worry, I know.
I would not be able to say to you what I think in my head.
that, well, Carrie, really fat. I can't say it on the air.
see, there you go. Because I stopped right there because I just wanted to see what you would say. You always do that.
But anyways, I now I'm inspired to get myself, you know, lose some weight and.
Lose some weight? What do you mean?
This is like the heaviest I ever get, and it's like.
Oh my.
I look back at my pictures, and then I find, oh, that was the summer I was, you know, in shape, and then it's like, oh, I can see how it fluctuates. So, but I mean, this is like what I looked like when Mark met me when in college. So I'm like, it's not like he's, you know, got something different than he ever expected. But I definitely want to be.
I think that's enough. Thinner. I don't want to go any farther with this. I'm getting turned down.
Oh, you're too funny.
I am too funny. That's
but anyways,
what I do
that's
for a living.
That's going to be my inspiration. But I expect that I won't look much different on our next podcast for some reason. Well, give me like 2 weeks. I might just look exactly the same on our next podcast, even though they're a week apart. But other than that, yeah. And the other one was a movie.
Yeah.
That shoots in L.A. And one of my agents had submitted before if I wanted to. So why not?
Terry, you know that Randy, I'm not Terry, but Randy is doing a
Oh, you told me film, he was doing
and it's the, and it's the same type of film that you did about the same thing. And I was wondering if that's the same.
No, it's not because he's not doing anything right now. But speaking of that, he's going to air or stream our movie on it's called like gumroad.com where creators can put their content up, which I'm thinking it might be somewhere for us to go and put content up.
Is it called Contact Up?
It's called Gumroad.
Gumroad?
I think that was it.
G-U-M? Gumroad?
I think that's what it is, Gumroad. Yeah, and that way when you can put content up that, you know, people can, you know, pay to see or generates like, you know, income for you.
Right.
And then that's what he's going to start at first. But he's all excited because it's so relevant. And he wants it to get to, you know, for, you know, doctors and different things to be sharing.
I should give you a couple decals where you can give to him after break or before.
I was thinking, too, that if you have, we could make a commercial or something for that, and we could throw that up or something, too.
Yeah.
Or direct it, have a commercial, then direct it to the website.
I'd have you do the commercial.
Okay. It would make sense if I'm in the movie. I could pretend I'm a doctor still.
Yes, doctor.
I play a doctor on TV only.
Right. So that's Randy's, I think he's going today, too.
Where is it shooting, do you know?
I have no idea.
Is he going out of town?
Yeah.
A lot of times I'll see on the east side of the state, they'll do stuff.
Yeah, him and my wife put our floor in. So
yeah, you said
I
that.
I don't do that stuff. My wife and I get in a fight too much. We argue about this stuff.
Yeah.
You know? She treats me like a little kid.
Uh-huh.
Drives me nuts.
Don't even ask Mark for help. Just do it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I.
Well, I can't do a lot of this stuff because of my heart. But,
right, and then and two with him when I first started this stuff, he had one shoulder surgery, and then that didn't work, and so then he ended up a year later having shoulder replacement. In September, and then in January, having the knee. So he was totally, remember I'd say that on the air, he's totally useless to me. So I couldn't really have him do anything anyways. He couldn't lift anything. That's what I'd normally need him for. If he needs to help, you know, lift something or whatever. Yeah. He couldn't do any of that. So I was getting some pretty big muscles because I was, you know, doing so much.
My wife and I got in an argument. Well, she got in an argument with me, but she keeps telling me what to do or. Well, did you get that done over there? Look at this. I want this. No, you got to do better than that. And I'm going, who the hell are you? Tell me what to do like that.
She's used to being at work and being a supervisor.
Right.
And And so it's a totally different arrangement.
Totally different attitude when she gets on the phone and talks to people from Steelcase.
Did she go like, Larry, oh, hi, how are you? Yes, this is Sandra.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's be quiet. I'm on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
This is. I had to call Paris this morning.
Oh.
And a person from Europe called me today, too.
I need to quiet in the house.
I said, Who are all these people you're talking to? You know, kind of made me jealous. You know?
Well, yeah, you got an insight to what she was doing when she was working outside of the office.
Yeah, and
outside of the home.
And from 9, I mean, she'd get into work at 7, and she wouldn't come home to 8 every night. And she's on salary, so she doesn't get any more for work.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to drive me nuts that she put in all that time. Yeah. But, you know, and then she says, well, where am I going to be? You're going to be at your office. You're there till 10, 11,
right.
12 o'clock at night.
Right.
I said, yeah, but I got to be. Well, if I want to get the work done and
yeah.
You know, she made really good money when she worked at Steelcase, trust
well,
me. So.
Well, I think with this COVID thing, so many people then started working from home.
Yeah.
And so then they are actually at home with their spouses.
Right. Boom.
A lot more, you know, tension. I heard like the divorce rate is up, and I'm like, can you have afford a divorce during this COVID thing if nobody has
well,
a job?
Well, she worked 38 years there.
Wow.
And in that 38 years, I'm not kidding you. You can answer. I never seen a paycheck one of hers ever.
Oh, is that?
I could never.
They're automatic deposit into a private account.
Yeah, but I never ever even asked her what she made. You know.
Uh huh.
So. It was kind of like, that's her money, and she can do with what she wants to. Mm-hmm. So.
And obviously, she didn't run away with it, so you're good.
No, no.
Oh, yeah, by the way, happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
And happy belated Valentine's Day,
well,
which I did nothing absolutely for. It just was a day, and it's
yeah.
Like, oh, it was Valentine's Day.
I went to the grocery store, and they had all these flowers there, so I got a bunch of flowers,
uh-huh.
And then a balloon, a little balloon. It isn't no bigger than this, probably.
A little Miley
balloon.
And
he says,
I
love you.
Nice.
And he stuck that in, and then I took it home. And
well, that was very
gave it
nice.
To her.
I'm sure she appreciated that.
Yeah, I mean, I always do something like that. So, yeah.
It's always easy to remember because that's right around your birthday, right? So
oh,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But how would you forget that anyway with all the advertising that goes on? So.
Well, I just, the date, I mean, I keep saying this, but the days and the weeks just like fly by. It's the time is just so weird now, and it's because you know Mark's home all the time now too since he retired, and then
the 4 years that what's his face was president went by so fast.
Yeah,
and he
because it's almost like
did you see they impeached him again and
oh that he acquitted him from that? Yes, I saw the
yeah. Did you know 5 people died in that thing?
No, they didn't. I get the facts on that.
Oh, where are the facts on that?
And the facts on that is the person that was the DC policeman or whatever,
yeah.
He did not get killed and hit on the head with a fire extinguisher and killed or whatever and died. No, he had some other kind of a stroke or something at home.
Yeah.
So that wasn't related. And there was one woman who had some kind of a health thing, and it may have could have contributed to it because, you know, being in these tight quarters and
yeah.
Kind of being tight. The one girl that supposedly was shot, which now we never hear anything about her, so that's
yeah.
One's a suspicious yeah. One. And the other ones were guys committed suicide after the fact. That doesn't count.
No,
so
really.
They made it sound worse than it was.
No kidding.
Yep.
No, I didn't hear that. I just heard
That's why you can't watch the mainstream media.
Oh, yeah. Well, we never, you know, they lie so much. It's unbelievable.
I know.
You think he's going to run again next year or 4 years?
I'm not going to make any predictions because I think this year is going to be just really, really unprecedented in what's going to happen.
Have you seen what that nut of our president now is doing? And oh, he's just taking everything back. We're going to have more taxes put back on us. I mean, it's just
ridiculous.
It's
almost like it's on purpose to just like, nah, 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 nah.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
See what I can do.
The thing I thought was funny, though, is they were really after Nancy Pelosi. They weren't going to, she got out of there quick as she could. I mean, she knew that they were after her with her loud mouth and what she's done. She's caused so much problems.
Well, she's the poster child for term limits, you
yeah.
know?
Oh, God, yes. But how are we not going to get that?
It's because they voted for themselves.
I know, and that irritates me when they can do that.
I know, they can, yeah. We're going to vote ourselves a raise, and we're going to raise the taxes of everybody else.
If I give a shit, excuse my language, I would really fight them people and go after them and do everything. I don't want to waste my time on that. I'm too old for that. I don't care anymore. But they should do something with Nancy and Chuck. I mean, them two need to get out of there. And as you say, term limits, even her, just her.
There's no reason for the governmental people to be career politicians. That is not how the government was set up. And we're so far away from what the original concept as a republic, where you choose someone from your, you know, area that we say, you know, we think that you would represent us. We'll tell you things that we want you to do. We don't say you go there and do whatever the heck you want. No, you're supposed to be our mouthpiece. But they go in there and they forget what, you know, their constituents want. It's, they do what they want. Well, it's like, no, that's not how it's supposed to work.
The thing about Trump, they felt he was an outsider.
Right.
Because he wouldn't take money. He wouldn't be bought off.
They have, it's the deep state.
Everything on his side. And what he did for us while he was doing it, he did really well. I mean, he really did.
Right, he showed them up, and I think that's part of the problem,
too.
Well,
yeah,
show them, like, oh, it takes 30 years to do this. He says, no, I could do it in 30 months.
You know? He made them all look bad. Mm-hmm. He really did. That's what they were upset about.
Yeah.
And Nancy Pelosi, the money that she got from different organizations and different things. I mean, she could buy 20 homes. I mean,
the countries too. You find out all these back deals that these politicians have, and they cover. We don't hear about it because they all do it, and they cover each other's back.
Well, they make $178,000 if I'm correct, mm-hmm. a year. You can't buy four homes worth over $1 million.
No, but you can go over then and do a speech for $500,000.
Yeah. That's
like,
a joke.
Really?
Yeah. And I think he didn't need that, and they knew he was, well, we can't do this with him.
Yeah.
And so they wanted him out of office, and they got him out of office. Because, God, they started from the first day that he was.
Yeah, it was within, 20 minutes or something of his being, you know, inaugurated in 2017.
For them to start getting down on. So anyway, well, let's not stay on the politics.
I see you got some rubber boots on.
You know what? I bought them the other day for farming at the farm, you know. You go in to milk the cows. They do a lot of back.
Or just even going into your backyard. Yeah. You got dogs, so you need to have.
No, I just didn't have any other shoes that were high enough for that snow we had, so I put these on. So
I know I'm not really keen on
the snow. My wife
bought
me a cowboy hat for my birthday. I love a cowboy hat. I used to wear a cowboy hat all the time, and when I was younger and we always rode horses and all that, I always had a cowboy hat on.
Nice.
And I just got it for fishing.
Sometime.
At my age, I can do anything I want.
I can bring in a little miniature saddle that my father-in-law had made.
Yeah.
He was a saddle maker and leather maker.
Was he really?
Yeah. He actually made a saddle for George W. Bush.
No kidding. My dad trained, I don't know if you remember George, he had his own TV show and all that. George something, I can't think of his last name, but he had quarter horses or Arabian horses, and my dad used to train his Arabian horses, and he used to fly places to train the horses, and they would that's how I got into that when I was younger too, and I had my own horse and everything else.
Nice.
I used to be in the 4-H club and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm not fond of the smell of manure, so I'm really not kind of in that direction.
Yeah. In the morning, like, fresh poop. What
I'm
more can you
into
ask
the,
for?
The spa, you know, with a steam room and a massage room.
we have two dogs now, but they can really, you know, make a number. And they got one of those dog doors where they can run outside anytime they want to. And I mean,
they don't go too far in the snow, and so no. you have quite a bit of stuff to clean up. And then it melts. Well, it's too cold, or it gets buried in the snow, and then once it's exposed from the melting, it's like, oh my god.
Well, as long as it's hard, I don't mind that.
Yeah, but when it starts to melt, it's kind of a pain. Now that we don't have really big dogs anymore, that used to be the big thing. We'd have we try to do as much until the snow falls, and then we'd get. Many winters we get a snowfall and it never melted down again, and it wasn't until March that the grass was exposed. Yeah. And you're just like, oh my gosh, do we have grass?
Well, you look or at it's that just... and you can't believe it.
Yeah,
it was just before the snow fell, we had a bunch of poop in our backyard and we cleaned it all up too. But I mean, I'm always thinking, you know, that'd be a good job, is pick up poop for everybody and then grind it up and make fertilizer out of it. You know, I bet you can make a ton of money. Scoop the poop.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, my little dogs, because I closed the doggy door that was the downstairs, because I ended up getting too cold downstairs. So they just have the one.
Yeah.
So they go up and it's up on the upper deck. And so they don't go very far. And so they kind of go up on the deck, which then it's easy, little doggy, you know, tiny dogs to kind of pick up and stay ahead of the set of the game. But well, Mark's been good about, you know, keeping, you know, a little bit of the background.
Backyard. Well, our big dog now, the big dog that we have, he goes out all the time. But the little one, now she's a Shapu, what do you call him, Shapu's?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he goes out and stays all the time, and you think, Arnie, you gotta be cold.
Right.
And he comes in and he's got
snow on, face.
On his face and on his legs and all that. You gotta take a towel and wrap him up in it and get that stuff off. And then
like
it gets hard in there. You got, you know. I was thinking, well, maybe I'll just let them melt.
Right. I put little sweaters on mine, especially my little one, because she's got, you know, they have hair. They don't have fur.
Yeah.
And so it's so thin, you know, you can almost see her skin when you separate the soft
what
little
kind of
fuzzy.
Dog is she?
She is a Malshipu. So she's like a Maltese Shih Tzu and poodle.
Yeah.
And so she's like 10 pounds and this tiny little white little thing, but her hair is like feathers, you know. And so it's like, she'll go outside, you know. It's
cold. The big one is, he's part German Shepherd and part Beagle.
Oh yeah.
Now I don't know how that works, but
but they make it work. You know,
he's a beautiful dog. I mean, he's colored as a German Shepherd, and he looks partly like a German Shepherd.
But you can tell, the coloring and the face is kind of like the Beagle. I remember that.
And so. But he's a good dog. I mean, he's one of those dogs that was a shelter dog that we picked up. But the information on him was that he had been tied to a tree in the wintertime, and they brought his food to him, and that was it. And they never played with him and all that. In fact, the people went in and took him out of that
environment.
That environment.
It's like, why have a dog if you're just going to not going to be a part of the family?
But now you can tell. I mean, he just loves our house. I mean, he just loves, but he can't get up on a couch, but the other one can. It kind of tease him off, you know. But the little one sits up there and just, you know, look.
That reminds me, I don't know if you remember that big black dog that we used to have. She was he was Shepherd and Belgian Shepherd, so he was like solid black. He had like a softer fur, but huge. But he thought that he was a small dog as well, and so he would try to jump up, and he'd have like this much space, and he would think that he could fit here.
Yeah.
And so he'd get up, and he would just, okay, I guess he's gonna sit here because he didn't know his size.
Well,
it's like, you're not a lap dog.
My big dog comes and jumps up in the air and comes into my lap, and. You know, and the other one does too, but I'll be sleeping in my chair, and all of a sudden, right there in the chest, the dog jumps up at me and hits me right in the chest. It wakes you up.
My little ones
can't get them out of
sleep.
That,
I know. Mean, they'll be like, their head will be like right here next to me while I'm sleeping.
Oh, yeah?
You just hear them.
Well, you let them sleep in your bed? See, my wife won't do that. I'd let my dogs do it, but she kicks them out of bed.
Nope, they'll like snuggle right up, or they'll go to the end of the bed sometimes.
Yeah.
And then if they're like, when are you guys going to get
I
up?
Think your
and
dog
they'll come
should...
and they'll just be staring in my face.
Yeah. Well, I think my dog should be able to get on the bed. He's part of our family.
And these dogs, they don't shed and they don't stink.
My dog
sheds.
Yeah,
see, if they shed, that's a pain. Yeah. But these guys don't shed.
No. He jumps up there every once in a while, but she catches him, not in the bed, but on the couch. You know, she'll come out in the morning, and he'll be still sleeping, and he'll be up on the couch. Man, he gets down right when she says his name.
I remember when growing up, we had a golden retriever, and at my parents' house, they had, it was house built in like 70s, those two stories, and it had like a family room that was kind of separated, and then you had like a bathroom and a kitchen and a dining room that was kind of carpeted, and then a formal living room type of situation. Well, the dog was not allowed to go into those areas, you know, that had the carpet and stuff on them. Really well trained, you know, we'd be sitting in there, and hey, Dusty, and she would just lay right at the border. But there's been a couple of times we'd come home, and it's like, where did this underwear come from? We figured she was sneaking around the house when nobody was home and going into places that she wasn't supposed to. And she only obeyed when we were home. And so, yeah, pretty sneaky.
Yeah, dogs are, yeah. You know, dogs do think, I'll tell you. You know, the way your voice is how your attitude is, just your voice. And they kind of go to that.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
they definitely have personalities. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. And my one dog will tell on the other one too.
Mine does too. My little one, she is the I don't want to say the tattletale, but I train them to positive reinforcement. You know, so if they don't bark, you get a treat.
Yeah.
And the beagle is the one that's barks the most. Yeah. And her bark is so weird now, but she'll like see a squirrel or something and she'll bark. Well, if I'm not paying attention and a dog's barking, first she'll jump up next to me and go, ah! I said, don't bark. And then she'll be looking at me. Then she'll get up. She'll run over to where the treats are. And she'll be just sitting there like, look at me. I'm not barking. She's barking. I'm not barking to get a treat.
Yeah.
And they do that all the time. If the one's barking, the other ones will come in. They'll look at me, run over to the treats. It's like,
and if you get, and my dog's on treats, okay? They like two kinds of treats. The ones that clean their teeth, the green ones.
Oh, yeah, I bought some of those.
They love them things. I mean, they'll go over there and they'll eat them anytime. Uh-huh. But if you get a treat they don't like, they'll go up to it and they smell it.
Yeah.
And then they'll look at you and they'll smell it again. Then they'll look at you and then they'll just turn around and walk away.
Well, my
how rude.
Mark's dog, she's the Cavachou, so she's Cavalier and Shih Tzu.
Yeah.
She's a little bit more picky, but it's so funny, like if there'll be something new and she'll ignore it, and then if one of the other dogs eats it, she'll just say, look around, okay, well, maybe I'll give it a try. You know, she won't eat it until she sees the other dogs. Oh, okay, I guess that's okay to eat.
I always wanted to film my dogs when they're doing things just so I'd have it. But in her, you know what we should do, one of these with you going after all these jobs and all that?
Mm-hmm.
We ought to make a professional doing different types of, you know, write scripts, little scripts, maybe 5 minutes
long. Have a whole bunch of little characters.
And have that, but do it professionally to where we can send it out to a lot of places. You know, there's a lot of places we can send
things to. No, you don't. Actually, they don't do that anymore. What they do is they have, because everything's digital now, they have their own sites, and then you can upload your reels and things to them, so then you can just say, I want them to see this one, and they'll see that one, or what have you.
So we had some pretty good actors in that. What is it, Melissa? What was her name?
Melissa.
Is that
Andrews? Yep.
Oh, yeah. She.
Yep. And we had, we had a lot of people back in the day.
Yeah. A lot of good people, too. Real good people.
Maybe we can upload a lot of her old shows to that Gumroad.
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah.
We'll have to look into that. Yeah. But anyways, I think we're going to call it a show.
A show?
Yeah.
Did we get the minute?
I mean, people have attention spans like this big, me included.
So anyway.
So we don't have to have a show that lasts too long. So this way we'll just have a little short show and then have a short show next week. And then kind of see what the weather's like, see if it's a little bit
better.
If not, we're going to go mall walk if anybody wants to join us. We're going to go up to Rivertown Mall. I'm going to start getting some exercise.
What about the one on 28th Street there, Mall? They do that walking all the time.
Yeah, but that's not a lot to do. The Rivertown one, you've got two floors. you know, so I would walk that. You could do a lap and then go upstairs and down. You do like four of those. And
so anyway.
Maybe it'll just be me. Yeah. Look for me. But it won't be too early.
You see, there's one thing. I got two of these things in me, not one. Oh, but I got two. I got one for waking me up. And then the other one to tell me that I'm waking up, you know. Right. It does things like shot chairs or something.
Yeah, there's lots of those chairs that you can sit in. Like, you can do a little bit, you can sit, and I'll do another lap, come around. How you doing, Larry? Oh, I need another rest. And I'll do another lap, yeah. And then you can join me.
Well, let's try one anyway.
We will. We'll give that a try.
Let's not just say that. Let's do that.
Okay. We'll plan something.
And answer your damn phone, too.
It's always on. You know what? It's always on silent, so I never hear it.
I was shocked to see how many times you called me this week. It was more than you ever called me before. And I'm thinking, wow. So.
Yep. All right. Well, we're going to
say goodbye.
The producer's going.
Oh, is he really?
Yes.
It's time to say goodbye.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us. And, have a good week.
Mary Dick and Jane.
And don't slip on that slippery ice
out there. Make sure you get your shot, too. And wear your mask.
Do not get the shot. Don't get the shot.
Don't get the shot?
Nope.
Tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Why don't you want to take
I'll tell you.
Let's do it on their next show.
Okay.
America and all the the three people that watch our show, give us a call. Or meet you at the mall.
Right. Okay. There you go.
Goodbye.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.